This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Because for one thing, elections used to be different, as you remember, right? First of all, you used to vote in person, and voting by mail was something you were very reluctant to do because you knew that if your vote got counted, it was going to be very late in the process. It wasn't really going to matter.
It was mostly for soldiers serving overseas.
Right, exactly. It was for people who just simply couldn't vote in person, and it never really mattered except in very rare cases. The disappearance of that and the normalization of voting by mail, the normalization of voting across a period of time so that you're not all voting on the same day, and the absence of exit polls, right? When everybody's voting from home or wherever, you can't detect fraud by virtue of the fact that the count that came in from that precinct didn't match what the exit pollers registered.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't think we are wrong to imagine that we have lost the ability to check whether an election is fair, and that that's not an accident. That leaves the possibility open to cheat, and as you point out, they cheat in every other way. Are we supposed to believe that they won't do that because their patriotism is so deep? I don't see any patriotism to them at all.
It's of the utmost importance, isn't it, going into election season where early voting is set to begin soon. This is Ryan Wiggins, Wiggins America. We are concerned about election integrity. We don't just talk about it, though. We talk about people who are doing things about it. I guess we are still just talking about it, but we're amplifying voices, and I have on this show talked to many people who are spending their entire careers and really getting a lot of pushback for doing so on election integrity. And I'm glad to do that. The trouble is that we're in a position now, and so many, I'm using right-wing language here on purpose, so many great American patriots have been focused on this issue in the last 4 years, that the problem has gotten, I think, a little bit better, or at least a little bit harder to cheat. Isn't it strange, though, that we're in a place in America right now where if you say cheating in elections, you automatically assume it's Democrats, no matter the party. Like, if people use the phrase cheating in elections, you automatically assume they're talking about Democrats cheating. Isn't that weird? Or if you say you are concerned with election integrity, that you believe the American system should have a lot of checks and balances, that there should be integrity and confidence in our voting systems, that you are automatically assumed to be a Republican. Why? Shouldn't everybody want that? But instead, we're in a position where if you talk about those things, if you talk about cheating being bad, election integrity being good, that is only one side of the aisle. That's very, very strange. It shouldn't be that way. Even if you're on the left and you're like, well, there's a lot more to it, Ryan. There's more that goes into this argument these days. You know that. Well, shouldn't you at least make your position clear and say, yes, I too am for election integrity? Because I don't really hear the leadership saying that. I don't hear the leadership of the Democrat Party or Democrats in Washington saying, we too are concerned about election integrity. Instead, what we get is the Department of Justice once in a while peeking its head up and saying something like this.
The online infrastructure used by the Russian public relations company, known as the Social Design Agency or SDA, and related actors, included what are sometimes referred to as cyber squatted domains. These websites were designed to appear to American readers as if they were major U.S. news sites like the Washington Post or Fox News. But in fact, they were fake sites. They were filled with Russian government propaganda that had been created by the Kremlin to reduce international support for Ukraine, bolster pro-Russian policies and interests, and influence voters in the United States and in other countries.
So when I hear that as a Republican, I go, yeah, you know what? I'm glad. If there's any sort of subversion of elections, we should be talking about it. Of course, that's not what Merrick Garland is talking about. What he's saying is that Russia has set up a website that promotes Russia. Now, I'm not sure that warrants a press conference. I think that we know that countries support themselves and they actually want to influence not just America, but everybody to support their causes more too. Everybody does this. I disagree with Russia. I don't want to support their causes. Yet that's the election integrity, because this was billed as an election integrity press conference. But ultimately what he's saying is Russians have set up a website and they're trying to get people to see it. I asked myself a question. Why would this be a press conference? It almost seems as if something else was at play here. So I began thinking and thinking and looking and reading and trying to figure out why would the Attorney General of the United States, who deals with this kind of stuff all the time, I do want him to deal with this kind of stuff. Like, make sure that you're watching this. Make sure that you don't have foreign powers fiddling with our elections. But that's not what this was. So why did this warrant a middle of the week, middle of the day, get attention on it press conference? Oh, it wasn't about election integrity for sure. It wasn't even really about Russia setting up a website. They don't care about the website or any of the piddly amount of money that they've spent. It wasn't even $10 million that they spent in 2020 or before that. You talk about the amount of the billions and billions and billions of dollars that go into every election and the amount Russia spent in the last four to
8 years being not even $10 million. I mean, it's I would say it's a drop in the bucket, but it's barely even a drop. Like, it's so little. So what's the real concern here?
The Russian public relations companies drove viewers to these websites by deploying influencers and paid social media advertisements. They also created fake social media profiles, posing as U.S. citizens, post comments on social media platforms with links to the sites. According to SDA's records, it actively sought to, quote, eliminate the possibility of detection of the Russian footprint. Both of the schemes I have just discussed make clear the ends to which the Russian government, including at its highest levels, is willing to go to undermine our democratic process.
Oh, they did a press conference to smear right-wing influencers. Because apparently they had, in some roundabout way, talked about that website. And there might have been even some advertising money that had gone to it. And there's some other things, too. But I think I see the point now. There really was no actual concern about election integrity or even Russia or Russia's influence. Because, like I said, there really isn't that much that can be said about that. There was only concern about going after your political enemies domestically. And you say, well, they didn't really directly mention. Actually, they did. They did mention certain names. They mentioned Tim Pool. They mentioned Dave Rubin, among others. And the whole purpose of it, I was going to come on this weekend and say, the whole purpose of that was so that they could give left-wing influencers ammunition against the right-wing. So they just sort of push it out there and let the left-wing influencers slash media industrial complex take over, because they can do that. And I was going to say, watch, because you'll see that happening now. But I don't need to prove it to you anymore, because it's already happening. If you go on Twitter, you will see right now there are multiple op-eds, there are lots of commentators just smearing these people and saying they're Russian operatives. You don't really need any facts behind it now, because the DOJ is your official source, and they are an official source, but they're completely compromised. As I've just talked about in this, they're really just doing things so that they're giving their own side talking points. That's all this is. And it's working. I mean, I don't know how much it's going to work as far as destroying people's careers, but that's the point of the press conference, and the point of the press conference is working. Let me also say that if these people were being paid by Russia to promote Russian propaganda in a war, that should be called out. I don't know whether they were. They claim they have no idea. That, you know, if somebody randomly advertises with you, you don't always check to see, like, which LLC they came from and trace it back Joe Biden style through a bunch of LLCs that are shell companies or something. And that's what they say is going on. But if they did know it was happening, they should be called out for it. The trouble is, the DOJ should also be called out, because everything they're doing is not country first. It's always party first. And that's the way politics is, but that shouldn't be the way the Justice Department is. Hey, we have a lot going on this weekend. Just a little bit of a tease. We've got Old Roy coming in. Of course, we're going to talk about the debate coming up. My case is that it's all upside for Trump. It's very little downside for him, and it's all downside for Kamala Harris. So the best that she could do would be to come out even. The worst Trump could do would be to come out even. But I have a feeling that no matter what, she's just so annoying to listen to, and that's not something that people should vote on, but they do. And they're going to hear clips from that, even if they're just normal Kamala talking about something. They're going to hear it and go, I don't really like her. Because I didn't ask for this. This is what the left has built their entire campaign on, is feelings.
And it was though someone had plugged in a cable, a current was connected, and there was pure electricity in the room.
Thank you for sharing with us some of the electricity.
The energy is incredibly electric.
You know, it was just electric.
As sort of electric as I've ever seen it. It was absolutely electric.
Talk to me about the atmosphere in here. Is it electric?
Excitement, babe. It is electric.
Senator Schumer wasn't lying when he was saying that there's a lot of electricity and excitement right now.
So it's incredibly electric here.
It's electric. Something
just got uncorked.
Room in Chicago, quite electric tonight.
Last night was electric.
It'll be electric.
Electrifying.
The electrification.
There is electricity in this room, there is energy in this room, and there is enthusiasm in this room.
A lot of electricity and energy in this hall.
If they're going for feelings, they're going to miss the mark by having her speak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyway, we have a big show. Old Roy will be in next.
Strap on your diapers, babies, because Wiggy Wig's riding dirty. What? Wiggins America.
Paperback writer.
Americans or Vespucciens, doesn't matter here. Wiggins Vespuccia.
Old Roy is here. Roy, I saw some random politician from, I think, California has switched parties, and of course Fox News is having her on, and she's talking. One of the things that she said, and this was a couple days ago, and again, I don't even know if we'll hear her name again. It was just a random interview that I happened to catch. She's just a random state rep in California, was a Democrat, now is a Republican. She said, "I'm just sick of my party promoting war." And she said a couple other things that we'll talk about too, but that one caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And in this season, when you know, part of what we do is as communicators is we talk about things from our own perspective. But then you probably do this too if you're listening to 97.1 on the weekend. You're like, well, why doesn't Trump say this? That would really help. I had one of those moments where I went, why don't we have billboards up in Pennsylvania that says the party of war, you know? Because that's true now. It used to be the Republicans were the war hawks and the Democrats were the peace and love. That is totally changed.
Yeah, it's completely flip-flopped. And that that happens throughout history with the parties kind of swinging opposite directions. But this is a weird one because for as long as I can remember, like you said, it was the Republicans, you know, the big business sitting around with the war machine.
Mm-hmm. Cigars.
Yeah, pandering to the military industrial complex guys. It has completely reversed. The Democrats were the tree huggers and the no war, you know, mantra.
Not that long ago.
No, not that long ago.
I mean,
ago.
We're talking about Dick Cheney and the media industrial complex were exactly that in 2004.
Right. So within 20 years, it's completely flopped, and that's a tough one to figure out. The whole Ukraine thing, from the beginning, I've never bought that storyline, especially coming from the left. It just doesn't make sense. But they're in bed with the.
They're the establishment now.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it is. This is what the establishment looks like, and it's entirely Trump. I don't think the party really moved. The party has moved because Donald Trump has really been much more isolationist than we thought he would, and really the way most Republican presidents have been.
Yeah, I read an article yesterday about how those people, military industrial complex, the world government people, the banks, they've had this system for so long where they get to select basically who wins the primaries for the two parties so that either way they're happy. Whichever side wins, mm-hmm. they're still covered, which goes into the establishment idea. And Trump has disrupted that completely to where it's not, you know, either one of these will still do our bidding. It's now we've got a wild card that we have no control over.
The fact that he is independently wealthy has been so important. I hate admitting that. I hate admitting that you have to be a super rich person to run for office successfully, but you do, especially if you're not going to be bought and sold by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has created his own businesses. Truth Social has cratered recently as far as value goes. Partially because he is on Twitter, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's created a lot of businesses even before he was president, and he's able to kind of weather some of these legal warfare storms that they've put at him only because he's wealthy. But the other couple things that this woman that I saw switching parties said, and I don't know that these are billboard things, maybe they are, is one was that she said, I'm leaving because of war. I'm leaving because my party is now so corrupt, like they are the party of corruption, which is hard to just put a bow on, which is, I'm like, I agree with that, but there's corruption everywhere. I just believe that we see it more right now. I mean, RFK was saying the same thing. Like, this is a very corrupt party right now.
Right.
But then the third one that she was saying is authoritarianism. And those three things were interesting to me because that's not usually... When you have somebody switching parties, which always happens, you have Republicans do it to Democrat, Democrat to Republican. It always happens. People, you know, stick their finger in the air and they go, which way is the wind blowing in my district? Okay, I think I'm going to switch. So I'm not saying like, oh, what a hero she is or anything. She may just be reading the cards and saying, right. It might be time for me to switch. But to say those three things was interesting to me. And the authoritarian one in particular, I just kind of want to throw this out there to you. Have you been paying attention to what's happening to social media, really, in a lot of places, but Twitter in Brazil specifically?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been. And I think, like you said, the first two are its establishment. So it's maybe there's frustration that the Democrats had this appearance of being against that. Well, now they're tied in. So switching parties is sort of, like you said, it's just reading the tea leaves.
Yeah.
but the authoritarian is, that's one that's not universal across both parties. The censorship, the controlling who gets to hear what, and then, like you said, just canceling X, that's uniquely Democrat right now. And so that's a legitimate thing that I'm getting away from that. The other two, I'm just choosing a different party because I think they're going to win.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. That element is really picking up steam, I think, with a lot of moderate Democrats.
They've kind of backed off of it after COVID because they realized, oh, shoot, this might lose us an election or two.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of the fact that it was so overt during COVID. But it's not as if those mechanisms went away. Mm-hmm. I saw a speech from RFK today. I think this was a little bit older speech because he was wearing a coat. And I'm like, I don't think that was happening at Washington, D.C. recently. but he was talking about how authoritarian his party has become. And he was saying, look, all these things from COVID, he went through. It was a good speech. He actually gives really good speeches. I wish he could talk a little bit clearer because he's so good at like hitting points, things that you're not always thinking about or that you've forgotten. But he was saying that, look, all this happened during COVID. You remember it. He was just, you know, kind of rehashing it. And then he said, here's the thing. They've backed off of it temporarily because it was unpopular and they thought it might hurt them in the short term. But they left all of it in place so that they could just do it again. And I'm not saying people are usually too smart to fall for the same. I don't think they're going to just do a pandemic next year.
Right.
But whatever it is that can cause that same reaction and their expansion of control and government and bigger spending and everything, they'll do it. And they've figured out how to do it. And it's through executive order. It's through the state of Illinois, for instance. There's supposed to be I think it's a 60-day limit. It might be 30-day, but the maximum is 60 days that I can recall on executive power, like emergency declarations. So you can only do certain things in an emergency declaration like they did in COVID, but there's a limit to how long it can be. But nobody thought, oh, at the end of the 60 days, they'll just declare it again. Nobody thought about the fact that you could do that. And so they're exploiting that, and they've exploited all these things. And it just concerns me, as we're talking about Brazil, that's not America, but it is a leftist government there doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't leftist Americans, but I don't see the party that exists right now on the left being, if they were able to do that, if they were able to step in and destroy the one dissenting platform that's big anyway. I mean, there's other little ones. But J.B. Pritzker, another great example, this week he did an interview where they asked him, and it was a real friendly interview, some podcast in Illinois or Chicago or something. They asked him questions about, you know, it's so weird how the Democrat Party is against billionaires, but then you were up there and they were just laughing about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. They put me right after Bernie Sanders. Isn't that crazy? And he's like, here's the real problem with billionaires, though, is that they can buy their way into elections now. And you're like, your mind is blown because, first of all, that is exactly you. But beyond that, he really hammers on Elon Musk. It's the one voice out there, or I should say platform out there, that's not towing the party line.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they want to do? They want to extinguish it.
Right.
They're not able to in America yet. But wouldn't they?
They would. They're going to try. I think if things go the wrong way in this coming election, they are definitely going to try.
I hate saying, oh, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. Because you used to say, look, we're one election away from socialism. I actually don't think we're one election away from socialism anymore. I think we're actually already in socialism now. by most definitions of the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it couldn't get worse. It's just, and we're, in so many ways, we've already died. The dream of America has already been put a stake in it. Now, God is a God of miracles and resurrections, so I'm not saying we couldn't come back. And the further we get down that road, the harder it is to come back.
Right.
So the whole election, this is the most important election of our lifetimes, it's unfortunately true again. I would like to talk a little bit more about a story. You know, we talk about corruption, and it sounds so big, but I want to talk about a very specific, and this will be surprising. It has to do with me getting my HVAC replaced.
Okay.
And talking to a number of people in that industry, because I got to spend some money here. Like, it's not cheap to do this. So I got to get it all. So I'm getting bids. I'm talking to people who are in the know. They explain to me exactly how this industry works. And I'm like, wow. And it's not unique to that industry. It is every industry has people in it who are lobbyists, and they lobby for certain things. And you as a consumer end up paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to explain that next.
Prestigious Ryan Wiggins Award in 2019, 2020, and 2022. Wiggins America.
Paperback writer.
Wiggins America.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. It's highly relevant, I promise. We have had to have some HVAC work done. And there's a guy, usually a guy I call to get my work done. We have a couple rental properties and stuff. So you typically use, you know, once you find a good guy, you just kind of keep using the guy. Well, this is a big job, but we're having to have a lot replaced in our house. But the problem is, I thought, gosh, this is such a big job. I might get multiple bids. So I did. I've had a couple bids. And they're all telling me the same thing, which means I'm not being sold a bill of goods. They're all saying the same thing about what's about to happen to the HVAC industry. Every roughly 10 years, it sounds like, and I'm learning all this, they change the Freon so that it's more, quote, environmentally friendly. So every 10 years, what does that mean? That means that what you were using, it's kind of obsolete. Now, some of it can still work, but not all of it. And so since we're having problems with Freon and we have a heat pump, we might have to have not just our inside unit, but our outside unit, all of it replaced. We're talking thousands and thousands, multiple thousands of dollars. And you know that stuff can be very, very expensive. Okay, so that's why we're getting multiple bids. Well, one of the guys, I was kind of, he listens, and I was like, hey, cool, you know, listens to, I think, 97.1 in general, had heard the weekend show here doing Wiggins America. And so I knew we were talking kind of the same language when we were talking about some of these mandates. And I asked him some questions because the first guy had kind of filled me in, but I didn't, you know, it takes a minute or two for you once the dust is settled to go, oh, man, I had more questions about that, that now that he's gone, I'm thinking about, oh, I should ask this and that. So the second guy, I'm like, okay, since you're saying the same thing as the first guy, let me ask you this. What are these mandates? Are they reasonable, or are they like Green New Deal stuff? Like, just shoot with me here. And he goes, well, it's odd because they are kind of Green New Deal stuff. They're supposed to be environmentally friendly. Like, we keep inventing new ways for it to be more environmentally friendly. I don't know what the old ones were doing to the environment that were so bad, but apparently we got to keep fixing it because it's destroying everything. So he said, no, it's actually the game. This is the game that's played. It's not just the politicians coming up with new laws. It's the lobbyists of the manufacturers of HVAC equipment going to Congress and saying, we want these new laws put in place because of the environment. And the Congress says, okay. And my assumption is, based on what he was saying, that then that lobby pays those politicians campaign money and everybody's nice and happy. And so that means that the HVAC lobby is putting new laws in place that make their own products obsolete quicker so that they can have this kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to have to go through a lot more replacement here than if I could just replace one little thing if I knew that in 5 years they were using the same Freon. But I know that they're not soon, so I got to replace everything. So I am one consumer who is now having to spend multiple thousands of dollars buying their products, and I'm just one person. This is what crony capitalism looks like. I'm not knocking capitalism. I am knocking crony capitalism. This is when the government gets involved and says, yeah, we'll agree with you because you'll pay us and you'll get paid more. And guess who ends up paying all that money? You do. I do. Literally, I do right now. The consumer does. It is like this, though, across almost every big industry that you can think of. To find honest people running these things, it is almost impossible. But that's where the government should be stepping in to protect you. That's why we have all these agencies and everything that are supposed to exist to stop this kind of thing. Instead, what it's become, because it's so corrupt, is that they actually push it further. They'll be a part of that process because then their agency gets paid. They exist entirely to fund themselves at this point. And that's where you get the RFKs and the traditional Democrats who hate this stuff and a lot of Republicans who hate this stuff coming together and saying, we hate crony capital. We hate government corruption, like high-level corruption. We don't really have a lot of policy agreement, but we hate corruption. And that's where we're at in this country is, and when we talk about the swamp, that's the swamp. That is a perfect example of the swamp. And I would say the swamp is not central to a party. There are so many people who are both Democrats and Republicans who are part of the swamp that it's ridiculous to say that it's party-centric. I will say that I think there are more people on the Republican side who will question that stuff. It's not that there aren't Republicans who are swampy and do that. But there are more who will stand up against it on the Republican side than the Democrat side. Because right now, what it looks like is the Democrats who are standing up against it, they're actually becoming independents because the Democrats don't want them in the party. Anyway, I wanted to tell that story just because it's personal and it is related to so much of the way things are run.
Govern me harder, Daddy. Wiggins America.
I'm going to give you the final word here on the debate. What do you think is going to happen? Not just what do you think is going to happen, but do you think it'll have an impact? How will Harris do? How will Trump do? All of it. You go.
I think it's going to be exactly what everybody imagines it's going to be.
And what is that?
That she is going to stumble over herself and do her, I'm talking, I'm speaking.
Oh, even with the muted mics, it'll be tough to do that line.
Well, it'll be tough, but she'll find a way to mangle it. Trump will be Trump, and the media will fall in line. Fox will talk more favorably of Trump. Everybody else will say Kamala nailed it and Trump's a big jerk. And I mean, it very little surprises me anymore.
I'll agree with you. That is what they'll say. She's not going to stumble like Biden did. That's historic.
Yeah.
That's one of those moments that people put down in the history books and say, where were you when? Because this was, wow, you know, political history. I don't think she's usually anymore. You go to a debate, these people are pretty well prepped. Kamala is really at the low end of being able to accomplish those things mm-hmm. from everything we've seen. But she'll be at the max that she can be. And look, people are going to be comparing her to Joe Biden. So the most recent debate that's fresh in your head is really bad for Democrats. So the bar is really low. So she'll come in above that. But here's my thing. Aside from all the talking that will happen afterwards, what will people really feel after watching that debate? Because I do think it'll be well viewed.
I honestly don't know, because I was nervous when Trump debated Hillary. Because even though she's a horrible person and she deserves whatever she gets, I was worried about the optics of him picking on a woman. And maybe that makes me sexist. I don't know. But it didn't happen that way. Now, I don't know, because despite everything else, Hillary's smart. So the same kind of concerns are there for me with Kamala, is that she's not smart. She just speaks in word salads. But to be fair, Trump restrained himself quite a bit, even against Biden.
Yes, he did.
From the first time through we saw Trump. And with Biden, you know, there's a little bit of sympathy there because he's losing his mind. So, yeah, he messed up historically, but wasn't really his fault. From that standpoint, if he's just in that cognitive decline, you can't expect him to do better.
I just don't mean personally. I mean, this is purely politics.
So the question will be, can Trump handle it? They did digress into handicap scores for golf and stuff.
It wasn't a lot of that, though.
But it wasn't anywhere near what I expected. So we'll see how he does. I mean, he's got enough, just on her record or lack thereof and the things that she said, he's got enough to go after her on that without, if he can keep from making fun of her as much as possible. But will it sway anybody? I don't think so. I think everybody's pretty much made up their mind at this point.
Well, I actually agree with you on Trump. I do believe that that is what this will look like. Flipping it over to the analysis of Kamala Harris, I would say that overall, Trump has the least to lose here, and she's got the most to lose.
Hmm.
And I phrase that way because I don't think anybody's really going to gain a lot out of this, but there could be a loss for her more than him.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
The reason I think that no matter what happens, and I mean like the worst possible case scenario for Trump, is that he just devolves into just yelling about her race and whatever, like just, and you're like, this is not accomplishing anything and there's no policies. I don't think that'll happen. But if it's that worst possible scenario for Trump and the best possible scenario for Kamala, I still think it's possible that you walk away, and it won't be, but I still think it's possible that you walk away from this as a nation still having less confidence in Kamala, because you've already seen Trump do this for 8 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's at his worst, you've already seen it. Nobody's going to be surprised. Nobody's going to move away or toward Trump based on this.
Right.
Now, they could move toward him a little bit, maybe, if he looks presidential and he says the things that make people remember, oh, yeah, I'm paying 25% more for everything, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. But Kamala, just in delivery, is just not very good, even at her best.
Right.
I don't believe that America...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I want to explain that next.
Winner of the prestigious Ryan Wiggins Award in 2019, 2020, and 2022. Wiggins America.
Paperback writer.
America. I'm going to tell you a quick story. It's highly relevant, I promise. We have had to have some HVAC work done. And there's a guy, usually a guy I call to get my work done. We have a couple rental properties and stuff, so you typically use, you know, once you find a good guy, you just kind of keep using the guy. Well, this is a big job, but we're having to have a lot replaced at our house. But the problem is, I thought, gosh, this is such a big job. I might get multiple bids. So I did. I've had a couple bids, and they're all telling me the same thing, which means I'm not being sold a bill of goods. They're all saying the same thing about what's about to happen to the HVAC industry. Every roughly 10 years, it sounds like, and I'm learning all this, they change the Freon so that it's more, quote, environmentally friendly. So every 10 years, what does that mean? That means that what you were using
it's kind of obsolete. Now, some of it can still work, but not all of it. And so since we're having problems with Freon and we have a heat pump, we might have to have not just our inside unit, but our outside unit, all of it replaced. We're talking thousands and thousands, multiple thousands of dollars. And you know that stuff can be very, very expensive. Okay, so that's why we're getting multiple bids. Well, one of the guys, I was kind of, he listens, and I was like, hey, cool, you know, listens to, I think, 97.1 in general, had heard the weekend show here doing Wiggins America. And so I knew we were talking kind of the same language when we were talking about some of these mandates. And I asked him some questions because the first guy had kind of filled me in, but I didn't, you know, it takes a minute or two for you once the dust is settled to go, oh man, I had more questions about that, that now that he's gone, I'm thinking about, oh, I should ask this and that. So the second guy, I'm like, okay, since you're saying the same thing as the first guy, let me ask you this. What are these mandates? Are they reasonable, or are they like Green New Deal stuff? Like, just shoot with me here. And he goes, well, it's odd because they are kind of Green New Deal stuff. They're supposed to be environmentally friendly. Like, we keep inventing new ways for it to be more environmentally friendly. I don't know what the old ones were doing to the environment that were so bad, but apparently we got to keep fixing it because it's destroying everything. So he said, no, it's actually the game. This is the game that's played. It's not just the politicians coming up with new laws. It's the lobbyists of the manufacturers of HVAC equipment going to Congress and saying, we want these new laws put in place because of the environment. And the Congress says, okay. And my assumption is, based on what he was saying, that then that lobby pays those politicians campaign money and everybody's nice and happy. And so that means that the HVAC lobby is putting new laws in place that make their own products obsolete quicker so that they can have this kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to have to go through a lot more replacement here than if I could just replace one little thing if I knew that in 5 years they were using the same Freon. But I know that they're not soon, so I got to replace everything. So I am one consumer who is now having to spend multiple thousands of dollars buying their products, and I'm just one person. This is what crony capitalism looks like. I'm not knocking capitalism. I am knocking crony capitalism. This is when the government gets involved and says, yeah, we'll agree with you because you'll pay us and you'll get paid more. And guess who ends up paying all that money? You do. I do. Literally, I do right now. The consumer does. It is like this, though, across almost every big industry that you can think of. To find honest people running these things is almost impossible. But that's where the government should be stepping in to protect you. That's why we have all these agencies and everything that are supposed to exist to stop this kind of thing. Instead, what it's become, because it's so corrupt, is that they actually push it further. They'll be a part of that process because then their agency gets paid. They exist entirely to fund themselves at this point. And that's where you get the RFKs and the traditional Democrats who hate this stuff and a lot of Republicans who hate this stuff coming together and saying, we hate crony capital. We hate government corruption, like high-level corruption. We don't really have a lot of policy agreement, but we hate corruption. And that's where we're at in this country is, and when we talk about the swamp, that's the swamp. That is a perfect example of the swamp. And I would say the swamp is not central to a party. There are so many people who are both Democrats and Republicans who are part of the swamp that it's ridiculous to say that it's party-centric. I will say that I think there are more people on the Republican side who will question that stuff. It's not that there aren't Republicans who are swampy and do that, but there are more who will stand up against it on the Republican side than the Democrat side, because right now what it looks like is the Democrats who are standing up against it, they're actually becoming independents because the Democrats don't want them in the party. Anyway, I wanted to tell that story just because it's personal and it is related to so much of the way things are run.
Govern me harder, Daddy. Wiggins America.
I'm going to give you the final word here on the debate. What do you think is going to happen? Not just what do you think is going to happen, but do you think it'll have an impact? How will Harris do? How will Trump do? All of it. You go.
I think it's going to be exactly what everybody imagines it it's going to be.
And what is that?
That she is going to stumble over herself and do her, I'm speaking.
Oh, even with the muted mics, it'll be tough to do that line.
Well, it'll be tough, but she'll find a way to mangle it. Trump will be Trump, and the media will fall in line. Fox will talk more favorably of Trump. Everybody else will say Kamala nailed it, and Trump's a big jerk. And I mean, very little surprises me anymore.
I'll agree with you. That is what they'll say. She's not going to stumble like Biden did. That's historic.
Yeah.
That's one of those moments that people put down in the history books and say, where were you when? Because this was, wow, you know, political history. I don't think she's usually anymore. You go to a debate. These people are pretty well prepped. Kamala is really at the low end of being able to accomplish those things from everything we've seen. But she'll be at the max that she can be. And look, people are going to be comparing her to Joe Biden. So the most recent debate that's fresh in your head is really bad for Democrats. So the bar is really low. So she'll come in above that. But here's my thing. Aside from all the talking that will happen afterwards, what will people really feel after watching that debate? Because I do think it'll be well viewed.
I honestly don't know, because I was nervous when Trump debated Hillary. Because even though she's a horrible person and she deserves whatever she gets, I was worried about the optics of him picking on a woman. And maybe that makes me sexist. I don't know. But it didn't happen that way. Now, I don't know, because despite everything else, Hillary's smart. So the same kind of concerns are there for me with Kamala, is that she's not smart. She just speaks in word salads. But to be fair, Trump restrained himself quite a bit, even against Biden.
Yes, he did.
From the first time through we saw Trump. And with Biden, you know, there's a little bit of sympathy there because he's losing his mind. So, yeah, he messed up historically, but wasn't really his fault. From that standpoint, if he's just in that cognitive decline, you can't expect him to do better.
I just don't mean personally. I mean, this is purely politics.
So the question will be, can Trump handle it? They did digress and do handicap scores for golf and stuff.
It wasn't a lot of that, though.
But it wasn't anywhere near what I expected. So we'll see how he does. I mean, he's got enough, just on her record or lack thereof and the things that she said, he's got enough to go after her on that without, if he can keep from making fun of her as much as possible. But will it sway anybody? I don't think so. I think everybody's pretty much made up their mind at this point.
Well, I actually agree with you on Trump. I do believe that that is what this will look like. Flipping it over to the analysis of Kamala Harris, I would say that overall, Trump has the least to lose here, and she's got the most to lose. And I phrase that way because I don't think anybody's really going to gain a lot out of this, but there could be a loss for her more than him.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
The reason I think that no matter what happens, and I mean like the worst possible case scenario for Trump, is that he just devolves into just yelling about her race and whatever. You're like, just and you're like, this is not accomplishing anything, and there's no policy. Just, I don't think that'll happen. But if it's the worst possible scenario for Trump and the best possible scenario for Kamala, I still think it's possible that you walk away, and it won't be, but I still think it's possible that you walk away from this as a nation still having less confidence in Kamala, because you've already seen Trump do this for 8 years plus. Even if it's at his worst, you've already seen it. Nobody's going to be surprised. Nobody's going to move away or toward Trump based on this.
Right.
Now, they could move toward him a little bit, maybe, if he looks presidential and he says the things that make people remember, oh, yeah, I'm paying 25% more for everything, you know, that kind of stuff. But Kamala, just in delivery, is just not very good, even at her best.
Right.
I don't believe that America, who's not going to watch this whole thing, probably tune in for 15, 20 minutes. The average person is going to listen to half an hour at the most. Now, those of us who are tuned in, we're probably going to watch the whole thing, or the majority of it. We're having a party at Dave and Buster's, so we're definitely going to be. It's sold out, I hate to tell you. We will have it live on the radio. But Kamala is not going to inspire confidence in the average person, because she just doesn't inspire confidence. If she did, she'd be out there talking to every journalist. She'd be doing press conferences all the time. But she's not, because she's bad at it. So I don't think her ceiling is very high. I hate to say that glass ceiling that she wants to break, it's pretty low for her. It's lower than for many other politicians, because she's just not very good.
Yeah.
Agreed?
I agree.
Completely. Oh, man. Okay. I was going to give you the last word, but your last word was, I agree.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thank you for tuning in to Wiggins America. I'll fill up this last 30 seconds because I thought Roy was going to, but I'll just have to remind you that you can listen to the debate right here on 97.1 if you're not watching it, if you're in your car. You know what? It's a little bit different experience to listen to a debate than it is to watch it. And I can't tell you one's better than the other. But I suggest maybe trying both if you're going to be both at home and can turn on the Odyssey app or whatever. This is Wiggins America. You can get the whole show by typing in Wiggins America multiple places. We'll see you next week.
Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.